This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. If you ask a prison guard today what the biggest form of contraband is on the inside, you might be surprised by the answer. A growing number of people who work at correctional facilities in the U.S. won't say weapons or drugs. They'll say cell phones. While the use of cell phones and smartphones has skyrocketed on the outside, the number has jumped behind bars, too. Kevin Roos is writing about this for Fusion's new tech section called Real Future. Kevin, thanks for chatting with me.
Thank you for having me.
Why aren't cell phones, laptops, and other connected devices allowed in prisons?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious. I mean, they can be used for all kinds of things, including harassing victims. There have been some incidents in which people have coordinated further crimes from prison using smuggled cell phones. So prison officials see this as sort of the most dangerous form of contraband to emerge in the last several years.
Give me a sense of the underground marketplace for this stuff.
Well, a lot of it comes in through the guards, actually. Guards can command huge amounts of money for smuggled cell phones, like hundreds or thousands of dollars a piece. And so it's created this kind of underground economy where, you know, one inmate might get a cell phone and then might rent it out for a fee. But they've come in all kinds of ways. I mean, people have shot them out of potato cannons. They've buried them underground. I mean, this is really an interesting challenge for the prison system.
There's a really interesting aspect to your story in that prisoners use it in some ways to just make their prison existence more human.
Exactly. I mean, one of the most fascinating things I found was this guy who makes vines from his prison cell, and then he posts them online, and he has a couple hundred followers, and people seem to like these vines, but they're just him dancing and talking and sort of trying to communicate. And you can see it. He's sort of doing it to stave off the loneliness of being in prison and just to let people know, hey, I'm okay in here.
What about managed access systems? This is something you talk about in your piece. What are they? How do they work?
It's like a cell tower. It actually sits between the tower of the carrier and the person using the phone. And it intercepts all of the data and voice connections headed to that tower. And it says, you know, are you one of 100 numbers that are allowed to place calls or have data connections from this facility? And if you're not one of those 100 or 200 or 300, then it blocks you. So they're about $1 million a piece to install, but prisons are putting them up just as sort of a last resort to say, we don't want any of this traffic coming. If we can't get the phones themselves out of the prisons, then we'll just try to make them useless.
Kevin Roos is senior editor at Fusion's new tech news section, Real Future. Kevin, thank you very much.
Thank you.